Thank you for calling Craspy Video Membership. My name is Phyllis. How may I assist you today?
Phyllis, my name's Deborah Gallinger.
Yes, ma'am.
I am trying to retrieve a pattern that I lost from a kit I bought many, many years ago.
All right. Can I get your? Oh yeah, let me look into it. Can I get your email address?
debgal51@yahoo.com.
All right, let me pull that up real quick. Now, which class is this from?
Well, it wasn't a class, actually. It was when at one point that it was Craftsy and that you could buy your kit off of Craftsy, if mm-hmm. you know. So that goes back. And then it was bought out. This was, the name of it was Slice of Paradise by Judy Neumeier.
Okay, hold on.
I have the material, but I need the pattern. And I went into her site, and it's no longer available there.
Okay, and you just need the pattern?
Pardon me?
You just need the pattern?
Yeah, that's it. And okay. If you're familiar with quilting, it is a foundation paper piecing.
Uh-huh, okay.
So it's a pretty big, you know, file.
Okay. Well, let me see what I can do about getting that to you. Hold on just a minute.
Thank you.
Now, can I get you to verify the name and address on your account?
Yes. Deborah Gallinger. And that is 21709 West Nelson Road, Trivoli, Trivoli, Illinois, 61569.
Thank you so much. I do show that you have an active premium account that is due to expire on March the 23rd. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let me find out what I can do about that pattern. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
They bring more in, did they? Well, I haven't got that far. She's the first one had any ambition to do find this out. The rest of them are a bit black. Yeah, she's gonna find out now if they can get that for me. If not, then hey, there I'll use it for something else. Yeah, because I don't think there's. What are they saying there? I thank you for your patience. I'm looking into that. I'm waiting for an answer on how we need to get that to you. I have an idea. I just want to make certain I have it right. Okay? Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
She don't sound like it. She don't sound like a little bit more.
What's that mine? That I don't have to have it anymore.
Restaurants and hotels continue to see the impacts of this ongoing pandemic. Illinois City Tourism and Hospitality City current concerns of individual direction Thursday. The number one priority always being a healthy city for the family customers. The restaurants that have already reopened are even with limited capacity indoors.
We're not asking for 100% off capacity. That's not what we're asking. We're just asking for social distancing, keeping masks on, clean and sanitized place, PPE in place, but we need the metrics.
The president of the Illinois Restaurant Association is suggesting that moving forward, we start rapid COVID testing at the door for long-term events. And while we're on the subject of restaurants, more than 2,000 local restaurants were recognized for following COVID safety guidelines. The Peoria City County Health Department presented the Food Excellence Award last night to 30 restaurants. Health leaders say those on the commitment of the restaurant and are committed to keeping staff and customers safe. 150 businesses were nominated.
The latest morning is impressed with the fact that individuals can nominate these establishments. Of the 150 that were nominated, 30 were able to complete their application and provide us the additional information.
We have a list of all 30 winners on our website at www.com and
Stick and Shake Wendy's.
Well, racial disparity remains a problem in the medical field. Too few of the physicians collaborating with local libraries in this area to shed some light on a documentary called Black Men in White Coats. One of our users, Gabby Guerrero, tells us how that documentary highlights the barriers.
This is really, this is a movement that is really life-changing.
All right, they're looking into it, okay? Just hold on for me.
I am. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Where are you located?
I am right outside of Montgomery, Alabama.
So lucky you. You get the really warm weather.
It depends on what you call warm.
Oh, we've got like 5 degrees. We're in the central part of Illinois.
Yeah,
so
my sister is a
stuff.
Yeah, my sister's a truck driver, and she just accepted a dedicated route between Bloomington, Indiana, and I don't remember the other city, but it's still right there in Indiana. And
oh, I know it.
I talked to her Tuesday, and she told me, she says, "Don't even tell me how cold it is."
Bless her heart. She's not used to below zero stuff.
Well,
you
know,
the ones of us who live here aren't really either.
Right. Now, see, we grew up in northwestern Michigan. Yeah, we grew up in northwestern Michigan, and she is mostly state. Yeah, she's mostly stayed in the north area. You know, she bounced around through Michigan. Uh-huh. She lived in Indianapolis for, you know, she worked for the sheriff's department there for 25 years.
Sure.
And then went to New York. And then she finally found her way back to Alabama. And she's like, "No, I'm not. Don't tell me how cold it is."
My sister's in Texas.
Oh, bless her soul.
She's not, I'm telling you, they've had rain and freezing, 5 degrees. Listen, they are not used to that. They don't know how to
no,
handle it on the road.
No, they don't.
And so she said, I am staying home.
That's right. My stepmother lives in Pensacola, and she's got a four-month-old, and they took the baby over to Plano, Texas, to visit the other grandparents.
Sure.
And now they're snowed in.
Oh, no.
You know, no heat, nothing like this with a new baby. It's like, you think that it would be fine.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I know. Like I said, we lived in North Carolina for a while, and they don't know how to handle it either. I mean, they're not warm like down in Florida and Texas, but, you know, it starts warming up about maybe the 1st of March. You get up, you know, 70
yeah.
or so, but yeah, they don't know how to get it. They just don't know how to. They don't have the machinery to move it around or anything.
No, it's not financially feasible for a southern state to purchase that type of equipment.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and in North Alabama, some parts of northern and northeastern Alabama, they still have ice on the ground.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm like you. I lived in this stuff.
It's
not my best thing to drive on. There's no way.
Well, this customer that I spoke to, she said that it was ice first, and then they got about 5 inches of snow. And since the ground was iced, that snow's not going to go anywhere till it maintains a sunny temperature of 60 degrees at least.
Right.
As long as that ice is still there, that snow's not going anywhere.
No, that's right.
Okay, so it says he tells me that since it was a kit, you'll need to reach out to Judy Neumeyer directly. That we don't have the information to distribute.
Okay. I kind of had a feeling that was going to happen. I will reach out to her and see if she still has that in place. So.
All right.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, you're very welcome. Well, thank you for that. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. I do see now your account is due to expire in March. Now, would you consider staying with us if I could offer to renew you at $29.99 versus the $120?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, let me do this. Let me send you a link. And what it'll do is it will, when your current subscription expires, anytime after the 23rd, you can just follow that link and sign back up as a returning customer for $29.99, and you'll get to keep all of your classes that you currently own.
Okay.
But you'll also have everything else that we have to offer in an active premium account.
Good.
All right.
That sounds like a really good idea and a really good price too.
Oh, well,
because
great.
I honestly was thinking of canceling that. So, you know, but yeah, at this point, yeah, that'd work out real well for me.
All right, great. Can I put you on a brief hold while I take care of that now?
Sure.
All right, hold on. All right, I'm almost finished. Hold on for me.
All righty.
All right, I've got that email sent out to you. Now, is there anything else I can do for you today?
Okay, so that's going to come through my email. And
yes, ma'am.
And when that expires, that's when I'll hit that link.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, okay. And is this permanently or?
No, it's just for a year. It's just a year. Now, what you can do, we always have some type of a promotion going on. Just, mm-hmm. Keep an eye out on your emails or, and on the website.
Okay.
We're always sending something out. Or or you can call us and see if we have anything going on.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Is there anything else
so
that
much.
I can do for you? Oh, you're very welcome. I'm so glad I could help you. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for calling us here at Crafty Video Membership, and you have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.